T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Stein, Matt Sal, the Guru Johnson. Bonte Hill with you. Ooh, almost didn't make it back from making a cup of coffee. Pappas, I think, was getting a little nervous. Were we getting nervous, Pappas?
No, we have two other hosts I can bring us in if need be.
That's true. Had you gone on call with them?
Bonte was getting ready to call to play.
Bonte was getting ready.
Just well prepared, that's all.
I got a cucumber.
What's that?
It's as cool as a cucumber.
Oh, of course. Most teams rise to the occasion when a guy goes out of the lineup. Most
great. The S&G gang.
I have no doubt that's what's going on. What do you guys want to do? You want to were we mid wheel spin and then we didn't do it?
Yeah, we got on the shit coaching conversation, but
okay.
Do you remember what it was, or do you need a repeat?
Oh, definitely need a repeat.
If you weren't in radio, what job would you be doing?
Right. Yeah. Shoot.
And I'm a little mad at the text line, Steiny and Bonte.
Let me take it. You have the text line up there? Well, no wonder.
I got it on my phone. Oh, what?
It
would be at Sonic on roller skates taking orders. You do what you got to do, but that ain't what I'd be doing.
Hell no.
I saw that, and I can't get the image of Guru on rollerblades out of my head.
Your boy can skate now. I can't skate with the best of them.
5-1-0. I think you guys could do a show talking about Bay Area high school football. Maybe see if you can get some former coaches and players to come on the show, like Lattiser, Toretto.
Wow.
Dale Svein, Maurice Jones-Drew,
Will
Jackie Crooks.
Will
How about Jackie Biggs. Crooks?
Ken Dorsey
Jackie
from Miramonte.
Crooks from the Ute, Steiny.
Yeah,
Drew Bennett from Miramonte.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, when I was doing, nobody cares. When I was doing my audition to get the job, dream job, I had to go, I had to interview Drew Bennett. So he was a stud, man. He was a good dude.
Why'd you have to interview him?
So I remember he was a part of that. You know, they would have celebrities come in, and then I'd have to do an interview, do my homework, and then interview him in front of everybody. And he was dope. But
gotcha.
I kind of messed it up, but we won't talk about the execution.
I wouldn't mind doing that. We'd have to open it up to other sports, though. You know, I'd want to get the hoop coaches in here and the that's not a bad idea.
Who was it at St. Joe's who coached Jason Kidd and Ray Young? I think it was Frank LaPorta.
I want to say you're right, Bonte. I just can't commit to it. I want to say LaPorte. I don't think there's LaPorte. I want to believe that's his name. We'll find out.
We could spend 2 or 3 minutes just guessing or wait for the right answer to come in over the text
line.
Wait
for the right one.
You know it's coming. You know
for
it's
the
coming.
Right one, baby.
Don Lippy at SI.
There was a guy on the text line who
Frank
said...
Frank LaPorte, fellas. Frank LaPorte.
There you go.
Bonte gets
Got that
one.
Time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Frank LaPorte.
Guru tried to sneak in with, I don't think it's LaPorte, and technically
and
he
was
right, but
Bonte gets...
Yeah.
got nervous. He got nervous. Goose, stick to your guns.
Bonte, help me.
Oh, my, you guys, man.
So,
I just said there was no, go ahead, Steiny. I'm glad to be back.
All right. Well, what would you be, Guru? But see, Guru, you don't have to answer that question because you were what you were. You know what I mean?
No, no. This, you got it totally wrong, buddy. I'm telling you what I is still in my heart, and if somehow I hit the lotto ticket, Bonte Steiny, I would be a basketball coach at a high school or a baseball coach or a football. I'd be a high school sports coach. I'm going to my son's game. I'm seeing the youngsters. It's not about money. It's just about you're that role model or supposed to be role model. You get to teach them about the game, and they're all about the game. And I got the voice, I believe, to coach. Get back! You know how he does it. I got the voice. So I just wish in a different world, man, I could just tap into my passion of coaching kids.
And again,
I did it one time in my life, and Eddie House made it to the pros. You know, shout out St. Anne's of Union City, CYO.
You're kidding.
But,
right?
You know, I was the coach. Steiny, that's it, man. Seriously. I love coaching, man. And I know they don't get paid a lot, but.
See, be a damn all-star.
See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If Guru.
Come here,
Steiny. Here's what this is kind of what I wanted to emphasize about De La Salle and Lattiser. So, if you live in the East Bay, you're drawn to De La Salle football because they're coaching, they're successful, they win. So, they're like a magnet. If you were to get the De La Salle Hoops job, like, that doesn't happen. You get that, right?
Oh, no doubt. I was just going to bring that up. No doubt, Steiny. I get what you're saying.
You know, I'd like to see you coach high school, if for no other reason than to see you coach high school.
Yeah,
I think it'd be pretty funny.
It would be fun. And I'm going to say this real quick, Steiny. You don't know this.
I don't.
I know Bonte, if I don't see him again for the rest of my life, I know he's a diehard sports fan. So we'll always have that connection. I know he is. And when he was coach of the Warrior World Tournament, seriously, I judge everything. Forget my performance. I'm judging him as a coach. And Steiny, he had me playing like he was Coach K, because I was like, oh, man, what are we in? And Bonte was coaching, and I drove home like, I appreciate that passion Bonte had as my coach. So sometimes like that, the TV show Cheers,
I love his passion.
I do call Bonte coach because he was giving his all, but he wasn't playing, but he was coaching. And, you know, it's a skill in that, y'all.
Did you say something in the middle of that, like, what are we in?
Yeah, the World Sword Tournament. Like, what are we doing?
You don't mean like what are
things
were
going when the other team was on a run, and I was like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, I thought you were saying like looking over to Bonte, like what are we in? Like what defense?
Oh no, I was looking. At Bonte had that too, but he passionate. Bonte had the passion.
You know what?
That's a compliment, Bonte.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
I've got.
We have the best.
You know how Bonte
staff.
Last Monday was. Bonte was like, "Yeah, I'm just struggling a little bit." You know, yeah, we all go through peaks and valleys. And even though, I mean, look, nobody's really complaining out of us three because we're fine in the grand scheme of things. But I just a little prickly today, guys. Just a little annoyed, a little ornery, if you know what I mean. Kind of looking at.
I'm negative, Nancy.
Yeah, I am today. You know, I just say, you know what? I think the month has hit me. It's going to be fine, but it's just like a short-term, huh?
You're being a pessimist, and you know it.
Hey, let me tell you something. I get to be a pessimist for 1 minute. 1 minute. Because for the next 30 days, you know what I will be. I will be the rock. I will be the leader. I will be the guy whose back is jumped upon. Now, just give me a minute. Just give me a minute to fight. You know, it's like I'm just. Trying to bet, you know, the other team's on a 7-0 run. I just need to get to the foul line.
According
That's
to
all.
My clock, it's been 132 minutes and about 5 seconds.
Please.
132
so, Steiny, that was a real reaction to the Zoom training
seconds.
Then.
Wow.
That was a real
wow.
reaction from you about the Zoom training.
That was
nothing,
real
reaction. No shame in it, but that was my boy. He didn't like it.
Yeah, no.
And I think you got the time change to 2 o'clock, too, Steiny, so congrats.
No, it happened when I woke. It was long before the show.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Long before the show. You guys want to go do some?
My man.
Do the bracket?
Oh, I got to answer. Okay, Bonte, what do you? What would you do? What would
so, you get? Two things here, fellas. Two things. I may be a writer. I may have just stuck to writing if I wasn't in radio. Or two, the coaching. Because true story, fellas, 2 years out of high school, Dave McKee, offense coordinator Ryan Miller, Coach Rick Stevens, they called me back to come coach up at George Washington High School. And I actually coached the outside linebackers and wide receivers. Outside linebackers and wide receivers. We made it to the championship. We're trying to three-peat. We gave up a freaking 4th-and-23 for a touchdown and blew the game against Galileo High School. And I didn't come back because I needed to make some money. And, you know, I was trying to figure out my life. But coaching football has always been in the back of my head. Always. And I know some people out there, hey, man, would you want to do this or do that? It's just about the timing. But I think I'd be coaching high school football. Don't lie.
Did you enjoy it, though, B? Because I loved it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. We had this camp, this JPD camp, Junior Player Development Camp. It had kids who were from like 8 to 14. So I got this team. They had all these different teams, and I had the team that was Niners. And we had a bunch of kids who just never played football before, couldn't catch, couldn't run routes. And by the end of the camp, I forget who I coached with. I feel bad. He coached the Sacred Heart. Ken Peralta was running that camp, and John Beam, who's now coaching at Laney College, he was coaching Skyland at the time. Our team went undefeated by the end of the camp. And, you know, the guys who couldn't run routes all of a sudden knew how to run routes. They knew how to catch football. Mm. So I felt like I helped them out with that, with the coaching. So coaching football was always in the back of my head. So back of my mind, if things go awry in the radio game, I'm going back to high school football.
Steiny, not that you want to. I just got to ask you this because I could see you. Could you coach high school students? Because
no.
I know you can. I ain't just kissing your butt. I know you can
get
through
the kids.
To them.
No. See, and you know
why?
And now you're gonna get me on to something that
I could just coach Steiny.
I wouldn't say it's
man.
A pet peeve, but I am very passionate. It's not the right word.
Lit AF.
Bottom line is, I got out of college, I had nothing going, and I started coaching like this summer league team of 9th and 10th graders, and then I went and helped my old high school coach out. Like,
my team sucks.
And let me tell you something. Here's what I realized, young man. Not everybody's cut out for coaching. And it was at that time where I was like, you know what? I can't coach. I wouldn't make a good coach. I don't have a lot of the characteristics that a great coach would have. So I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you know what? I don't think coaching's for you. What bothers me more than anything is when people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go coach. I'm a coach. I want to be a coach. Yeah, a coach. You know, like, you don't know the first thing about being a coach.
Kept it 100.
It's like anybody can coach. But no, not everybody can be a good coach.
It's overrated.
So it's just, you know, there's just so many coaches out there on all levels. And I'll be honest with you, they have no business coaching. They have no business coaching. That's what I think. And I feel like, you know what, I wouldn't have been a good coach. And I feel like there's coaches out there that should know they're not great coaches, but they continue to coach anyway.
Hit
there
the
you go.
Pike.
What do you think about that?
No, I ain't mad at that. But the one thing, there's a lot of guys out there.
Like, I don't think either of you guys would be a good coach at all.
Now, that hurts, but
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Damn!
Wow.
Now, what about Dibs? What about Dibs when he told you he was coaching at Odell? Did you think, you know what, he's going to be good at coaching just because?
Well, Dibley's been a coach. He's had a storied coaching career in Marin. So he coming back to Odell was just like a return for him. So, you know, he's won titles. He's won rings. So
what are Bonte and I missing in your eyes? Like,
You have no experience at all. And I can tell right away, Goo, you're like, you want to be the head coach. You wouldn't just be the assistant coach and earn your stripes. the only thing worse than Guru as a head coach would be Guru as an assistant coach because he'd be trying to steal the head coach's job season long.
That's wild, man.
I think Guru would be. I think he would lose his poise in big moments in a game.
You know, I'm on one.
You know,
I can't even say he's wrong.
I could see 2-3 minutes left. 2-3 minutes left, close game. Guru gets a bad call.
This is basketball.
He starts complaining with a ref. Meanwhile, he forgot that the guy who committed the foul, it's his fifth foul, and they're playing with four because he wasn't, you know, something like that.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I'm eager to hear his critique of me because seriously, fellas, after that 1 year of coaching, I started going to coaching clinics. There was a clinic, I remember one specifically, one in Burlingame. And they had this receipt. They had the OC from Oregon at the time. He was going over route trees. They had all these different coaches. I was serious, man. I was serious. And then real life said it. It was like, am I going to be able to make money? Am I going to be able to do this and that? And, yeah, that I want to hear Steiny's critique, though. I want to hear this one. Because he's just throwing shade at his
school. Give me Bonte, Steiny.
Well, with Bonte, it would be, you know, some young coaches. Some young coaches have a problem with what I like to call overcoaching. And I think Bonte may have a problem with overcoaching. That's all.
Overcoaching.
But I do think I definitely put both you guys I think of both of you guys when I think about, you know, remember how Larry Bird coached and he said, "Yeah, you can only coach for 3 years because then the message is done. They stop listening to you." Like I think of you two guys when I think of that. But I don't know if you'd even make it 3 years, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
And are we talking high school or are we talking like ninth grade? That's the other thing. It's a big – what age group are you guys talking about?
No, we're talking varsity. We're talking varsity. Big boys. Big boys and girls.
Yeah, I don't know, guys.
No, I'm so out.
I don't know. Do you think coaching seniors – do you think coaching a varsity team is easier than coaching a freshman team?
No, I don't know.
I'm asking.
No, it's harder. It's harder.
Oh, there's no doubt it's
because seniors, they want to get scholarships. They want colleges looking at them. It's their last year. There's a lot of distractions, college applications, girls, senior prom, all that stuff. So I think varsity coaching will be a lot more difficult than, say, freshman ball.
I would say, though, that I do think one of the things that you guys have to do if you're going to be a high school coach these days is your relationship with the parents. And I do see Bonte being stronger at that than Guru. That I do see. Because Guru...
Lay off!
I'm imagining Guru as a parent, then becoming the coach and having to deal with Guru's the parent.
Yeah, I'd have to tell you the truth, you know?
How would you deal with... If you were the coach, how would you deal with you if the coach can't...
I want some smoke!
You know, you're the coach, but a dad like you goes, "Hey, coach, you got to start playing my son. He's better than half your team."
I would do just what I talked about, the traits that what I want from the great coaches in the past. I'll let you get it all off your chest.
Okay.
You can use profanity.
I don't do that.
But at the end of the day, my job is to tell you the truth about your kid. And it's happened.
So,
I've seen it.
So let's say I have a kid. I have a kid, and you're screwing him because – you probably would. And so it's halfway through the year. It's halfway through the year, and I'd like to talk to you about why my kid's not playing.
I would tell you, Mrs. Steinmetz, look, our goal here is a team goal, and we want to win as many games as possible, and I play the kids that deserve and give our team the best opportunity to win. And
you're 3-11.
Yeah, but I
lay off.
We're competitive. We could have won a few of those games. But what I want to get – the message I want to get to you, Mrs. Steinmetz, is there's nothing I have against your son. He's a great kid. But at the end of the day, I'm playing the top seven
he
kids
should be
that
starting.
Are giving us the best chance to win.
He shouldn't be starting.
Why do you say that?
Because
he's not better than
Bonte. I'll tell you
why
he should be starting.
He's not better than Kyle.
He can use both hands. All four guys in your team can just use their right hand. They can't use your left hand. My son is by far – the smartest, he's got the highest IQ of any of the dopes you got on this team.
I say he's an idiot.
That's the thing. Wow. So how about this? You're 3-11, all right? Why don't you put my son into the starting lineup, and I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, you'll go 4-10 or better in the second half. Why don't you make that deal with me, Coach?
See, Mr. Steinmetz, I know what you're saying, but the game is bigger than your son and his ability to dribble the ball with both hands. If he gave us the best opportunity to win,
is he a bad kid?
No, he's not.
Does he have an attitude problem like his dad?
He's a great kid. Not at all. Not at all.
Well, then,
I do understand you're his number one fan, but dude, listen,
Well, then
you have to give me. You're slapping me in the face, Mr. Steinmetz.
No, you think
that I wouldn't be playing your son?
I'll slap
him. If it would give us a better chance to win. And right now, he's a great practice player, but once the game starts, he can't do what he does in practice in the game. And Mr. Steinmetz,
that sounds like the coach.
To be brutally honest, he's a liability at times. I need guys that are going to step up and hit that shot. And right now, little Steiny's not doing that.
Did I tell you guys you're 3-11? You're 3-11. And you're going to ride. You're going to ride this to 6-22.
What's up? It's your boy, Guru. Wow.
This is when you got to tell Guru. Bonte, this is when you got to tell Steinmetz, hey, man, it's time to step out of my office. I'm concerned.
B, I didn't have that card ready either. There you go.
You got to have that card.
You're out of here.
Steiny probably knows this, too. Covered high school sports. The parents know who the writer is. They know who's writing the articles. And I had a parent come up to me. We working for San Fran Preps, high school website out here. We had this athlete of the week. We would have these athletes of the week every week. And I had a parent come up to me and said, you know, last week, athlete of the week, it kind of rubbed my son the wrong way. And, you know, he's been really working hard. And, you know, he really feels like he deserves it. So you got to deal with all that stuff. And the next week, we end up giving it to his teammate, which by the end of the season, she didn't even want to talk to me because she felt like I doctored the athlete of the week. But parents, man, they're tough in high school. They're by far the toughest I've ever dealt with, man. They talk trash. They get on the coaches. They take you aside, saying off the record, this and that. Parents are Guru. That'd be tough for you, man.
And real quick, a confession, Steiny. I have sent my son, Little Daryl's baseball coach, an email about playing time and playing first. And I put in the email, my son's the best first baseman. Why is he starting out in the outfield? And we've been doing shows. I sent it before the show. Little Daryl don't know this. I hope he's still asleep. And the coach, to his credit, like John F. Kennedy writes back, he doesn't go at me. He says, hey, Mr. Johnson, I read everything that you wrote. I do agree, yada, 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 but this is what I'm doing. But what I do like is, and I tell my wife when we're at the games watching it play out, slowly but surely, the cream rises to the top. And not because little Daryl's not deserving, but he'll end up starting at first base. And I feel like that email let the coach know, you got two sets of eyes, my wife and myself, watching the game, and our kid's not better than anybody else's, but it's frustrating when you feel like favoritism is a part of it. And I'm that, call me Daryl LeVar Ball, but I'll send the email when I know what I'm talking about, Steiny. So coaches do got it bad, but some, the good ones, know how to treat me and diffuse it, and they don't hear from me at all.
I think I know why you're not. I think I know why you're not playing my kid. I think I know why you're not playing my kid.
Why am I not playing your kid?
And I may put the rat on the table after the break. Because it's not something that's easily broached. Wow. But maybe we're going to have to. You know, I got my ideas, Darryl. By the way, apparently we have a poll on Twitter at Bonte Steiny Guru. Would you want Steiny, Bonte, or Guru to coach you in a sport?
Our dear friend
now,
Ray Rattler.
This is a poll I want to win. Before you give the results, I want to win this one, but go ahead.
Why? Why? It doesn't mean anything.
The people know
I'm different.
The traits of a coach. Go ahead, Bonte.
19 votes are in, and so far Guru is leading. Steiny and I are tied at 21.1%. But I think it's just because people like you, Goo. I mean, if they were smart,
they can walk all over
kids.
I ain't kicking my horn, but I am honk honk.
They'll walk all over them. I mean, it'd look like an AAU team, one of these AAU teams that's just out of control. That's what it'd be like playing for Guru. Playing for me, you're going to have some structure.
We're going
to work on their fundamentals. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
All right, so go to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
That's rough stuff, boy.
Go to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. Which of the three of us would make the best coach?
I want some smoke.
I'm more than happy to be third in that. You got to be honest with yourself.
I just voted for myself, but don't tell nobody. That's a bad man.
We are.
I love it.
At some point, we are going to get to the bracket, the championship non-champion bracket. And we're going to do that and narrow that down And we're also going to talk about who'd make the best coach, Bonte, Steiny, or Guru. And I'll be the first to admit it's not me. That's coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Stein, Matt Stahl, the Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill with you on a Monday in the Bay. Hope everybody is hanging in there. And I feel like the groundhog in Groundhog's Day, the one where I always forget, you see your shadow, you don't see your shadow. Six more weeks of winter, or it comes early. You always get the 6 weeks more of winter. Kind of feel like that's what happened yesterday. The groundhog came out and said, yeah, we're going to need to do this for 4 more weeks. And we were like, well, we probably knew that was going to happen.
What?
So that's where we're, what do you mean what? What do you mean what?
That was Pappas.
I just meant Pappas, like what? Never seen, like what? We got to stay in for another month? That sucks.
Okay, because I took it to be like, what is going on with that analogy?
No, it was more like, what? We got to stay inside more?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm very sensitive today.
I can tell. Are you all right, buddy?
Text lines.
We all can sense
it too, Stein.
A little edgy. Yeah,
I looked at the text line.
A little edgy.
Damn.
You know what?
They need to take a shower between these 5 minute breaks.
There's no butter knives or anything around that could cut through it.
Well, the one thing I was thinking is we did, I want to say our first show on location or outside the studio was a Friday, right?
I want to say it was either a Thursday.
It was Thursday. A Thursday.
Okay, so let's say so we've had Thursday, Friday, and 2 weeks. So this is the 13th show from home, right? 13th show.
Gotcha. You're right.
I came into today, and I mean it was unquestioned. I was 12 for 12, so I'm off to a little bumpy start today. Yeah, fine. I'll throw another 12 money shows together. And, you know, I got to even when I'm not making shots, as it were, I still help us win. I still defend. I still do other things. You know what I mean? Not one dimensional.
Bonte, you got to love them.
DT.
You know, I feel like today, Steiny, you're like Rick Barry in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals in 76, where you're just isolating your teammates, and your teammates are just ready to just – Get off the team. Go to the locker room.
I'm done with you, sucker.
Steiny, you're all over the place today. By the way, the funny tweet from our poll right now, Steiny's leading our poll, 31.3%. People would rather play for Matt Stiebitz. Guru in second place with 29%.
That is whack.
I'm in third at 21.9%, tied with none of the above at 21.9%. And here, Matt_Beasel on Twitter said, Steiny off knowledge and not even close. Guru for humor, though he'd be the cool coach. I feel Bonte would just have us run scrimmages all day. I mean, wow.
Somebody on the text line says Steiny would be the athletic director, Bonte the head coach, Guru the mascot.
Boy, hey, dude,
that's from the 707.
The best today.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah,
I want to say something too, Steiny.
You mentioned the 30 more days. The first 30 were the easiest for me, fellas, and the reason being is I feel like I'm interviewing myself. Nobody asked me. Is every day I woke up or I see the president talk, I thought, tomorrow would be it. Michael Jackson, this is it. It's going to stop. We'll be back to work.
I know.
Now that we know there's 30 more days, and it could be 60 or 90, buckle up, fellas, because your boy needs help, Steiny. And I'm not getting it from my kids. I'm not getting it from my wife, man. Yeah, I might need to come stay with one of you if you got room.
No, you're not allowed over here.
No.
Goo, you do realize it hasn't been 30 days, right?
In other words,
we have to go another 30 days, but we haven't even gone 130 days yet.
Nice job, Goo.
The bottom line is
30 days is really twice as long as we've gone so far.
Oh, good God.
So we've got to do what we just did again and then do it another time again. And then right around that time, they'll say, we're going to need you to do it a little more.
And you know what I was thinking? When we do see each other, all of us,
no matter if your kid's got a game, you watch something, you just, you got to miss it.
And I want to hug you
to our local tavern, and we got to have one when we do see each other. Let's just make that promise now, man. I'm in.
Maybe not the first day.
Like crickets.
Maybe not the first day back.
Well, I'll be there by myself.
How about when we – no,
here's the thing.
When we see each other, we won't even shake hands or hug each other. How about that?
No, you're right.
No, we won't. It's done before I'm shivers or just –
LeBron said that. He's not going to do that. That's over.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too, Goo. You say that now about going down to the tavern or first day back, and then chances are that first day back, hey, guys, I got to go run to my son's baseball game. Oh, guys, I got to go run to the wife. No, oh, we got to go grocery shopping. You'd be the first guy to pull out of that commitment.
No, this is different, Steiny.
It would also, or it would go something like this, Bonte. All right, I'll see you guys down there. All right, Goo, see you in a minute. And then 15 minutes later, Goo, what's up? Oh, I went home.
Okay. Where are you, up in space?
By the way, most people want to let them know the Radio.com app is just money in the bank. The Radio.com app, I have it downloaded. It's very simple to do. You just go to the Radio.com app and download it. You search 95.7 The Game, add it to your favorites, and then you don't have to miss a second of any show, whether you're at home, you're in the car, or at work. And it also has the rewind feature, so you can catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours. And that's the radio.com app. If you want to start streaming the show, you don't need to be right next to a radio or do it that way. So,
yep.
The radio.com app. Actually,
thank you, Matthew.
Actually, yes, it actually is very, very simple. In fact, I figured it out. So,
wow.
Yeah. You want to do a little? There was one thing I wanted to say about Guru that he said, but now I forgot because I had to get that read in. And so I guess we could just go to the brackets. Let's go to the brackets.
I can't wait till the
weekend.
I think we're going to be unanimous with the winner.
Okay, so let me reset everything. Kyle Madsen, our producers, put together a 32-player bracket. Of course, brackets, everybody's trying to put together a different kind of bracket these days without March Madness. Kyle came up with 32 non-champions. We're trying to talk or figure out who the greatest non-champion is of all time. If you want to take a look at the bracket, you can find it on Twitter at Bonte Steiny Guru, at Bonte Steiny Guru. And Kyle, if I'm correct, I have eight players left. Eight players left.
That is correct. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the, I'm going to start with the number one seed on the left. It will be Barry Bonds versus, Bonds is playing Steve Nash in my bracket, but it looks like he's playing John Stockton. You're playing Bonds Stockton. Why don't you guys start with Bonds Stockton? Bonds Stockton.
Go ahead, B.
I mean, this is a no-brainer. It's got to be Barry Bonds. I love John Stockton, but this is a blowout. This is one of those matchups, Elite Eight, where John Stockton just gets overwhelmed. He falls behind by about 15 in the first half. Bonds coast in the second half. Barry Bonds advances to the Final Four.
Yeah, and I got the same, Bonte. And there's no shame from John Stockton, but like Ben Franklin, you know, he just needed, his game needed more electricity. And unfortunately, he was who he was, and he ran the team. But when you go up against Barry Bonds, Steiny, I mean, you talk about electric. I mean, Mr. PG&E. So it's Barry Bonds by, like, I'll say about 20 points.
Yeah, it's got to be Bonds. It's got to be Bonds, clearly, all-time home run leader. Although, at some point, when it comes to Barry Bonds, you may have to weigh character. You may have to weigh character. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Got to go with Bonds here. He's going to beat Steve Nash. And I'm looking at Bonds. How many times did he win the MVP?
Seven times.
What a save.
NL MVP.
Seven times. He won the MVP seven times.
Well, keep in mind, though, they split it by league. So, you know what I mean? There's an NL and an AL MVP. So, yeah, it's got to be factored in. But, no, it's no doubt Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is going to advance. All right. We've got Karl Malone versus, I have Barry Sanders, and I think, I'm not sure who you guys have, Elgin Baylor or Sanders?
I had Barry Sanders. Yep.
Okay. I'm actually calling upset here. I'm taking Barry Sanders over Karl Malone.
And Steiny, I don't even think it's an upset. I had Barry as well, Bonte. I just, when I talk, just me, the guy left the game, arguably the best running back I've ever seen, the most elusive, with no line, just natural, you can't catch me, backyard football, and had the stats, you know, up until the point he retired. I just, Barry Sanders was something I've never seen from the running back position. So, Steiny, I want to ask you real quick, why are you calling an upset?
Because it's because Malone was the number one seed.
No, oh, okay, gotcha.
Or number two.
Yeah, but I got I got Barry Sanders beating Carl. It was tough.
Well, it sounds to me like, and
points.
We look. And I'm gonna hold on, Saipate, because why don't you put the route on the table, and then we might be able to get somebody from the tournament seeding committee to join us. So it sounds to me like you have a problem with Karl Malone being a number one seed.
You know what? No, I don't. I just think when you say Karl Malone, I could rattle off five other power forwards that
really
maybe were not better, but just as good to where we could have that argument.
Who?
Charles Barkley. I mean, who else was I thinking of? I mean, Karl Malone. No, I'm just.
Yeah, go ahead.
You say the best power forward in the NBA. Well, you said what?
Well, you got me there.
You said he could come up with five.
Well, four, meaning he was the fifth.
Who? But,
like, I think off the top. I got a list here. Let me get my list. I'm walking to my list. Go ahead, Bonte, while I get
there
my
shouldn't list. Be a list. You should just be able to rattle them off if you think there's five better.
He's got to Google.
There's no Google.
I thought you were going to go like Tim Duncan, Charles Barkley, Anthony Davis.
Well, I had Barkley
there. Not Anthony Davis. Okay.
All right, well, it's ruined now. It's ruined.
But there was some company there.
It was a little exposed there. You got a little exposed there.
Yeah. Yeah, sit this one out, Goo. And look, both you guys.
Oh.
Look, Karl Malone is a one seed. He's probably the lowest one seed.
I did notes on this thing.
Definitely the lower one seed.
Lemon
than Barry Bonds. Barry Sanders is going to give Karl Malone a run for his money. He really is, but let's not disrespect the mailman, what he did in Utah. The pick and roll game, the mid-range jumper, dunking on catch. He had a little nastiness to him. Ran into Jordan, of course, two straight seasons. Got the MVP. Karl Malone in an absolute barn burner outlasts my guy Barry Sanders.
Wow.
He wins by about three. This one is close. It's going down to the wire, but I love Barry, but Karl Malone advances past Barry Sanders.
So if I asked you two the best power forward ever, would Karl Malone be on the top of your list?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He'd be number one for me.
I would say Tim Duncan.
I'd say
Tim Duncan, but
I mean, the thing that hurts Duncan
is definitely in the top four.
Like, the problem that Duncan has is that half the people think he's a center. And he played a lot of center when David Robinson was gone. So yeah, if he's a power forward, he's certainly right there with Malone, maybe better. I think McHale's up there.
No doubt. When I say Barry Sanders to me, or somebody just walking, your neighbor said Barry Sanders is arguably the best running back he's ever seen, what do you guys say to that notion? Do you say, oh, you're crazy, not even close, or I get what you're saying?
I get what you're saying.
That's crazy. I respect that.
I mean, There's nobody I've ever heard in my life who said, you know what, Barry Sanders is overrated. Nobody's ever said that. Everybody's always said, this guy is
one of a kind.
Exactly. And you want to talk about a guy you can't blame it on because his team never won. I mean that, we talk about rings all the time. And rings get a guy over the hump, or if a guy has two rings, it's better than a guy with one. Well, it's like, you know what you don't hear a lot? Well, Barry Sanders never won anything. It's almost like assumed he never won anything, and he couldn't win anything with that team and that franchise. But Why doesn't, like, Barry Sanders get hammered for never winning a title?
Well, to me, it was obvious to the naked eye. You just said it. He had, I mean, his quarterbacks that went to the playoffs, beat Dallas. But, I mean, he never had the best of anything. And to me, it was all him. Defenses were loaded up to stop Barry Sanders. And at the end of the day, they couldn't do it. But I had him beating Carl Malone, but it sounds like I'm kind of by myself.
No, Steiny has Barry Sanders. Had
I got Sanders too. The reason go ahead, Bonte.
No, I was just going to say I have Malone, but it's a close one. And you're right. Nobody ever says Barry Sanders is overrated because you see the plays that he made for that franchise, the Detroit right, Lions. He did have some good receivers. Herman Moore, Brett Perryman were good for a long time. They could pass the ball really well. But other than that, it was Barry, Barry, Barry. You knew going into the game, you stop number 20, you're going to beat the Lions down. So, and the fact that he was able to rush for damn near 100 yards over his career, he damn near averaged 100 yards a game on the ground over his career. The fact that he went against 8-man fronts every single Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whatever, and the fact that he still was able to put up those numbers, it is very, very impressive. But, man, I don't want to disrespect Karl Malone. Never missed a game. All-Stars, MVP, carried a Utah Jazz, had it all. Karl Malone edges out Barry just for those reasons, man. He was special. Karl Malone's a top four, top five power forward of all time.
He was a 14-time All-NBA selection.
Who, Karl Malone?
Yeah, that's bananas. Four-time All-Defense.
But the one thing, the reason I'm taking Sanders is because I've tried to stay consistent with a theme. I know nobody's noticed, but I have. And the theme is...
I could not care less.
Hey, you know what? Well, then you know what? I'll just walk. I'll just walk.
Oh, I'm so out.
Finish it up. Okay.
The theme. Go ahead. The theme.
My theme in this has always been if a guy's had three or four unbelievable seasons, to me that's trumped longevity. And to me, Barry Sanders in 10 seasons was just more dynamic and just more dynamic and more special than Karl Malone was in 20.
Yeah, and those accolades Kyle just talked about, all NBA, excuse me, spectacular. But again, when I just hear two names, like we were doing, what did you call it, Steiny, fair or not, with the two players I brought up and we say who's better, I kind of sway away from the team awards more than just the individual and the impact they had. And I just believe at the running back position, Barry Sanders is one of a kind. I can make the argument again, Karl Malone is, but Karl Malone has company. And you guys talked about it, the Garnetts, the Duncans, the Barkleys. And he may be the best of that group, but to me, Barry was just something we had never seen at that position, had no help, and still put up numbers.
Now, when you say we'd never seen it at that position, what specifically are you talking about?
Like I think of Joe Morris, somebody so small that was so dominant at the running back position, Steiny, that didn't have a fullback and could make you miss at the point of the tackle. I mean, he should really be called Houdini, and that's what – I mean, he really should.
He
was small, and you would have him right there, and he would make you miss like nobody I've ever seen. And that's the one thing about Barry Sanders is where I'm like, he didn't just have one season and you missed two, got hurt. He did it his whole career. Barry Sanders is, again, if you give me another running back, Emmitt Smith, please. And, you know where my alliance lies. He's nowhere near the back Barry Sanders was. Had Barry been able to have the luxury to run behind a line like that or a lot of other running backs, Barry Sanders was a bad boy. And in college at Oklahoma State, he was bad. He just had to share it with another stud, with Thomas.
From the 907, Larry Bird wasn't a power forward, ? I mean, it's a great question. I mean, technically, he would have to be the small forward if he's playing alongside McHale and Robert Parrish. But was he really a small forward? I mean, I don't know. Was he more a power forward than small forward? Probably. But 907, you're exactly, it's kind of exactly what I'm talking about. And then 707 says, did Elijah Wan play power forward when Ralph Sampson was on his team? Exactly. Who's the center on that team? And who is the power forward? I mean, it's kind of hard.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think of both of them as centers. Tell you the truth, I don't think of any one of those more power forward or center than anybody else. Let's go out to City Boy. City Boy, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, good. Just, you know, out here working still. And hadn't talked to you guys in a minute. Wanted to touch base.
Cool.
Appreciate you guys, and I hope you're staying safe, man.
Hey, thank you.
I enjoyed this conversation. Wanted to chime in real quick. Unfortunately, I'm in the car driving around, so I haven't been able to look at your actual brackets online. But if I could just chime in real quick, the Final Four has got to be Dan Marino, Ted Williams, Barry Bonds, and Ty Cobb. And that has to be the last four because those are all just historic legends. And, I mean, Ted Williams has to win it, man. I mean, that dude went to serve it. He served our country as a Cracker Jack fighter pilot. And he missed so many years of his career. And, I mean, to me, he's just hands down the greatest player never to win a title. I will say this, though. Baseball is probably the hardest sport to win a
right.
title in, especially if, you know, as the lead dog, you just can't lead a team by yourself to a championship in baseball. It's just so much harder than basketball. But, yeah, man, you know, good luck, you guys, with everything. I hope you're well, and take care, hon.
Thanks, Joey. Appreciate the call, buddy. You stay safe out there, too. I'll say this, too. The other reason it's hard in baseball is because over the course of history, it has the lowest percentage of teams that make the playoffs. Mm. So back in the 60s and 70s, you know, you'd have 20-plus baseball teams and only four teams would go to the playoffs. So one out of, you know, one, gosh, it was late 70s, early 80s, they'd had 28 teams in the league at one point, baseball. Four teams went to the playoffs. Well, obviously it's going to be harder to win it all if that's the case. So,
at Mike Trout in his career, as phenomenal as he's been, you think anybody could come down his road and say, why haven't you been in the why isn't your team a perennial playoff team? He would flip you off, give you double bird. Like, dude, I've done everything under the sun. But again, it's the dynamic, Bonte, of the game, and baseball is so much more difficult, and you got to be, you know, button up every place else for you to, you know, move on and be a big boy.
No doubt. You have to fail seven times to bat 300. Think about that. 3 for 10. You go 3 for 10, you're batting 300, and that's success in a game of baseball. It tells you all you need to know about that game.
Let's go to Nate. Nate's in Marin. What's up, Nate? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thank you so much for keeping us all entertained when we're out here working still.
No problem, man.
I just wanted to touch on the Barry Sanders thing. I don't have much to say other than he was fantastic to watch as a kid, but it just seemed like he could run as fast backwards, sideways, as he could forwards, and it was just a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, he was pretty incredible. To me, it was him, in terms of making guys miss, it was him and Emmitt Smith, it felt like. And I don't know, you know, Emmitt Smith, if Barry Sanders was better at that than Emmitt Smith, or Emmitt Smith was better than Sanders, but man, it did feel like you never hit him clean. And they always got the extra yard or two, always. Hey, let me ask you this, Goo, because this surprised me. You know, how many years do you think Barry Sanders ended up playing?
I'll guess, I'll say 9 or 10, I believe. I believe it was,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's 10. And the other, on Friday, I was looking at his numbers. 10 years, 1,000 yards each of the 10 years. Like, I guess what I was saying is, like, that's not that short of a career anymore. Like, I was surprised. I actually thought he'd only played like 6 or 7 years looking back because it felt so much shorter. But heck, 10 years, that ain't bad. All right, when we come back, we're gonna finish up our greatest non-champion of all time, and then I need to get an update on some television shows. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.